News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Okay, immigration isn't the only issue on the cabinet agenda this morning, because the Business Post reporting that higher parking fees, new charges for polluting vehicles to enter city centres are among a list of options to reduce car use, private car use. This is as part of a strategy going to cabinet today. Oisin Coughlan, Chief Executive of Friends of the Earth, joins us now. Oisin, I think I'm right in saying this was something that was mooted about a year ago. There was a huge backlash against it, and the government do what they always do in these situations. They set up a task force to look at this.
Well, it was, in fact, what there was a backlash against was the idea of starting this process. So the start was delayed. So it was always going to take a year to produce the strategy. But the horses got scared at the thought of the cabinet giving it the green light to producing it. But they did eventually. And now there's been this process with a steering group across the departments, apparently, and six working groups and experts, etc., to come up with a strategy. And what's interesting from what I've heard so far from reading the media reports, we don't know the detail yet. It hasn't
well, been published. Thanks to the Business Post, we know a bit. Higher parking fees, removal of on-street parking spaces, new charges for polluting vehicles to enter city centres.
Yeah, but what's really clear, though, is a couple of things. One is that this is really a strategy, not a plan. As in, it's a descriptive list of things
this
that
is what
you
we'd
could
like
do,
to do,
rather than a decision that these are going to happen. Now, one reason for that, of course, is that a lot of this stuff is not done by central government at all. It's done by local authorities. So actually, what I understand this strategy is effectively a menu of options for local authorities to choose from, or that they can choose or choose not to do, under the heading of reducing congestion and reducing pollution. So they can choose whatever, you know, selection they want to achieve the overall goal. So it's a kind of a directional or a roadmap, pardon the pun, not a prescriptive list.
I think we can say with a fair degree of certainty that these, if for example there's higher parking fees, if there's the removal of on-street parking spaces, charging for polluting vehicles to enter city centres, they will not, however desirable they might be and however much you and I might like to see them happen, they're not going to be universally popular.
I think that's absolutely not. I mean, very little is universally popular, Shane, but okay, I agree.
Let me go further. They'll be wildly unpopular.
Well, I wouldn't say wildly, because I think what we'll see is, in due course, is debates around the country of the kind that there was in Dunleary recently around their Living Streets proposal, which was a broader proposal because it was about pedestrianisation and like upgrading the civic area. But there was differences even within parties and within neighbourhoods. But there was actually a very democratic and comprehensive debate. And ultimately, recently, the councillors went ahead with implementing this strategy. So we'll see what happens in Dunleary in practice. And we've seen in the course of the pandemic some of the interim measures that were taken, with kind of emergency measures for on-street use and pedestrianisation, proved to be very popular. So it will be a very democratic process. My understanding is that this is going out from the Business Post, this is going out for 3 months of public consultation, even before the high-level government strategy is adopted. And then it'll be up to county councils. I think one interesting thing as well is that I think the government, from what I've read, is aware of the kind of issues that you've just raised. And so that I think the framing will be about this is urban first. This is where there already are transport options, but there is public transport.
They're saying there will be an emphasis on those areas
it's very clearly not aimed at everyone everywhere, that all cars must stop being used. I mean, but there is just one thing on the overall. The government has committed to reducing our pollution from transport by 50%. And a lot of that will be public transport and so on. But that includes going from three in every four journeys now being by car to only one in every two. So like from 75% to 50% over the next decade. Now that's big change, but on the one hand,
isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not actually, oh, all cars are bad, everybody should get out of their cars. So it's going from a dependent, like three in every four journeys needing a car to only one in every two needing a car. This is one part of that, but aiming at congestion and urban centres first.
Final question before I let you go. Do you think we will see congestion charges at some point?
I don't think we'll see them before the next election.
for sure. Absolutely not.
I think we will. This is the direction that cities are going around the world and around Europe. We've seen it in London, we're seeing it in Paris now, is transforming the cities to be about people first and mobility first, and less dependent on the car. And I think we will see that over time.
Are we unique in Ireland? We do seem to be more culturally wedded. Every time a new cycle lane goes in, I'm always amazed at the backlash against it from drivers. Is that unique to
Ireland? I don't know if we're unique. I mean, but we are more in the Anglosphere, where we see a lot of American culture, American television, where the car is king, and we have a very dispersed population, and we have an under-resourced public transport system. But we know when you invest in public transport, it works. And like things like the flat fares in Dublin, people have flocked to public transport since COVID. So
made a huge difference. Yeah.
There's another step to go.
Oisin Coughlan, Chief Executive of Friends of the Earth, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.